For a couple of Detroiters who avoid interviews and cultivate a lo-fi, homemade image on stage, the White Stripes keep pretty good company. They performed at the MTV Movie Awards next to the slick, polished rap of Eminem and are in the middle of an international tour. From New York, Whitney Pasterek prepared this report on how the White Stripes are taking their own road.
Here are Jack and Meg White. The White Stripes!
When the White Stripes played for the MTV Movie Awards, it marked a new high in the ascendancy of this two-person band. Jack White, the band's guitarist, singer, and reluctant spokesperson, isn't sure how all this happened.
Not exactly. I mean, I don't think really... If you start a two-piece band, like, thinking it's going to be a success on mainstream terms, you know, we just wanted to make records like 7-inch vinyl records, 45s. That's what we really were in the game for.
Well, you're in your little room, and you're working on something good. But if it's really good, you're gonna need a bigger room.
The band's genesis, the way they tell it, was as accidental as their success. Jack was playing guitar in the attic when Meg White walked in and tried out the drums.
I just sat down and just started playing them, you know, and it was very childlike because, you know, I had no idea what I was doing.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell.
The image the Whites have developed supports that childlike sensibility. Meg's kick drum is decorated with a picture of a peppermint candy. The band wears only red and white clothing, Meg with her hair in ponytails, Jack in a white t-shirt. Sometimes he scrawls the name of an old blues musician on it in black marker. Rob Sheffield, a contributing editor at Rolling Stone, says that you're not supposed to buy the image 100%. It's just supposed to add a little drama to the music.
They have this sort of punk rock George Jones and Tammy Wynette look about them, and they look like they're about 16. For a long time, rock stars have been afraid to pose, have been afraid to stand out, have been afraid to play characters. And the White Stripes are willing to become character actors in order to enhance some of the drama of their music. And it's not that they're not expressing themselves, it's how they express themselves.
Jack says this is all a way of staying in charge.
A person can manipulate how you come off, you know. But if you take the White Stripes and you put us in a field, we're going to look like the White Stripes. You can't change how we look.
On stage recently at the Bowery Ballroom in New York, the White Stripes faced a packed house. The fans, many wearing the band's signature red and white colors, sang along and screamed requests.
It's like Zeppelin meets... Who's Zeppelin meeting?
What?
Like, he wears a white shirt and red pants and has like the most beautiful guitar sound you could possibly hear.
I don't want them to get too popular, but I guess that's already...
It's too late. I know, it's MTV's fault.
One of the reasons almost everybody who sees them live comes away a convert is watching Jack and Meg make it up as they go along. That sort of freewheeling, loose approach is something that is totally lost in big-time mainstream rock.
Now I have a hard time saying what exactly we are. I mean, if you put on We're Gonna Be Friends, you might say, oh, you know, was it some McCartney-esque songwriter or something, and then they'll put it back and it'll be like, oh, this sounds like the Kinks. I love that confusingness of it, you know, that's very funny.
The most notorious piece of the band's puzzle is the relationship between Jack and Meg, who claim to be siblings but are actually ex-husband and wife. Rolling Stone editor Rob Sheffield says this doesn't make the music any less inspiring.
They're in the tradition of the early Bob Dylan, who came along, completely lied about his past. The White Stripes are in a grand rock and roll tradition of roots musicians who have to invent their own roots as part of their musical strategy.
For the White Stripes, mainstream success now comes with mainstream media attention. Jack says it's frustrating to read critics who think they have the White Stripes figured out. Finishing up an international tour, the band gives few interviews, but say there's a reason why they gave this one.
Well, the only reason I say we could come do to NPR is because when I had my upholstery shop, we'd listen to it all day long. You know?
Do
You want to tell Mom we said hi?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
For NPR News, I'm Whitney Pastorek in New York.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty good looking.